Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The siege of Jerusalem was over. The walls had been breached, and the royal family decimated. Now, quote, in the fifth month, on the seventh day of the month, which was the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, came to Jerusalem. 2 Kings 25, verse 8. It seems his task was to make sure that Jerusalem would never again rise from its ashes to threaten rebellion against Babylon. He did a thorough job. Not so long ago, we were reading with excitement of the magnificent building projects of Solomon. Now, quote, he burned the house of the Lord and the king's house, all the houses of the great he burned with fire, verse 9. Meanwhile, his army broke down the city walls, chopped up the holy furniture, and, quote, carried away captive the rest of the people, verse 11. We later learn that about 4,600 were transported to Babylon. They only, quote, left some of the poor of the land as vine dressers and farmers, verse 12. Then, whatever leaders they could locate were also taken to Riblah, where, quote, they put them to death, verse 21. It wouldn't be the last time a conqueror thought that was the end of Jerusalem. There still needed to be some minimal rule and, quote, Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, verse 22, was made governor over those left. Remember, Shaphan was the court scribe under Josiah. Headquartered at Mizpah, he encouraged the locals, quote, dwell in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you, verse 24. But, quote, Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, of the royal family, came with 10 men and struck and killed Gedaliah, verse 25, and his courtiers. Then for fear of the coming reprisals, quote, all the people, small and great, verse 26, escaped to Egypt, the land from which they had long before been delivered.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.